Okay, good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Tim in the Morning Show, broadcasting live out of the Crescent Valley, 7:30 till 9 weekdays, and of course, that's Pacific time. Well, for a little while longer. Man, are those days getting short out there, aren't they? Holy crow, even a little bit of a chill in the air. I'm kind of not really liking it. But anyways, what can you do? Current temperature in the valley, this is the first time we've gone below the double-digit mark. We're sitting here at 8 degrees, and winds are out of the north at 4 kilometers an hour. Humidity, 85%, and barometric pressure, 101.6 kilopascals and falling. Mainly sunny today, a high of 24 degrees. And we have some fog patches, of course, this morning down along the river, and it looks kind of cool, actually. And anyways, that'll burn off a little later in the morning here. As I say, up to 24 with a UV index of 5 or moderate. Sounds like an awesome day to do just about anything. Tonight it'll be partly cloudy. We're going down to 12 degrees, and then tomorrow going to be high of 18. And with some sunshine and the possibility of some showers, maybe about 40%, they figure. Sunday, clouding over a little more, 60% chance of showers, high of 16. Monday, showers, high of 13. And it looks like that's when that front will have moved off. And then Tuesday, it'll be just cloudy and 14. But the sunshine comes back on Wednesday with a mix of sun and cloud, high of 16, and Thursday, high of 18 in the sunshine. Anyways, so glad everybody's tuned in for a Friday morning. Hopefully I get you on your way to a great weekend here. And not quite sure what to start off with, but a person can never go wrong with the Mad Dogs and Englishmen with Cry Me a River right here on South Kootenai Radio. Cry me a river. I'm not afraid.
up or you might lose your seat.
Bus ride.
You check if you don't punch the clock.
Bus
I'm glad I'm not in your shoes.
Bus rider. Bus rider.
You know you're riding in with Steve Amon and Tootie.
Bus rider.
Ride, ride, little man.
Bus rider.
Don't want to ride.
Support your troops.
All right. Jamie N. Commons with Rumble and Sway. That's the title track of his EP that came out this year, actually. All right. What do we have before that? Oh, the Guess Who with Bus Rider. Yeah, that's a toe-tapping favorite from the Share of the Land album of 1970. And, of course, that first set, that one's going out to the staff over there at Quick X, who's just itching to get on with their weekend. And a big hello out there for every one of you gals who's working your butt off. We got Kelly, Linda, who else we got out there? Amber, and and Jen. Let's not forget about Jen. Yeah, she likes to win the money for the dollar, doesn't she? I'll have to play a tough song, perhaps, on that one. Anyways, 8 degrees, as mentioned, in the Crescent Valley today, going up to 24. It's a beautiful day out there in the valley right now. Let me tell you, we've got the bluest sky I think I've ever seen. It's pretty darn nice. Let's just say that. And of course, sunshine all around. Oh, I don't see one cloud. Just some fog down there by the river. That's about it. All right, time for This Day in Canadian History. We've got a few stories here for September the 20th. The first story goes back to 1984 out of Ottawa, and that's when Pope John Paul II holds a huge outdoor mass on the Le Breton Flats in Ottawa before returning to Vatican after a 12-day papal visit to Canada. There you go. Now it's on time for birthdays already. Not much history, just birthdays. Yeah, Maurice Sauvé, businessman and politician, was born on this day in Montreal in 1923. Died in Montreal April 13th, 1992. And let's see, worked for the Canadian and Catholic Federation of Labor and helped promote Canada's quiet revolution in the 50s and 60s. He was a Liberal MP from 62 to 64, but left to work for Consolidated Bathurst, married to Governor General Jean Sauvé. And he was elected Chancellor of the University of Ottawa in 1985. What else do we have here? Oh, another birthday. Guy Damien Lafleur, NHL right winger, born on this day at Thurceau, Quebec in 1951. Lafleur began his hockey career as a gifted junior with the Quebec Remparts, scoring 130 goals while leading his team to the Memorial Cup in 1971. He joined the Montreal Canadiens the following year, and after a slow start, led the NHL in scoring three times, 75-78, was two-time MVP from 77-78, and six consecutive 50-goal seasons, including a career high of 60 in 1977-78. He was voted right-wing All-Star from 75 to 1980, and played for five Stanley Cup winners. He was playoff MVP, Conn Smythe Trophy in 1977. He retired early in 84-85 after 14 seasons with the Canadiens, but returned to play with the New York Rangers in 88-89 after his election that year to the NHL Hall of Fame. He finished his career with the Quebec Nordiques in 89-90 and 90-91. And now I see he's doing commercials for Shoppers Drug Mart for some kind of a thing you put your feet on. It's looks like it's something for lazy leg or something. I'm not quite sure what that's all about, but whatever. Maybe somebody out there that got any info on that, well, they can just forward it to me. Yeah. All right, a couple of other events here. Let's see if there's anything else of use to mention. Let's see, in 1987, out of Fort Simpson, Northwest Territories, Pope John Paul II arrives to hold a mass for the people at Fort Simpson, fulfilling a promise he made September 18th, 1984, when fog prevented him from making a planned visit. Yeah. 1983, Alberta, Ottawa, and ESSO Resources Canada agree to scale down the Cold Lake oil sands project. 1977, Inco out of Sudbury lays off 3,500 workers in Canada by mid-1978. Yeah. I'm not seeing too much other stuff here that's fun. So, I think what we'll do is we'll get on with some more tunes here. We got a tune by the Beatles right now from the Hey Jude album, 1970, with a song here called The Ballad of John and Yoko, right here on South Kootenai Radio. Okay, Robert Plant and Alison Krauss there. Had to play a song from that album, Raising Sand. It came out a couple of years ago. I seen those two and the band on Jules Holland show last night. Played three songs. Actually, had a little bit of an interview with them. It was pretty good. All right, let's work our way to the news hour at the top here with Hypnotizing Boogie. Canadian artist out of Montreal, David Wilcox. Okay, David Wilcox there, finishing off the first half hour of the morning show, and again, a big thank you to all the listeners who's tuned in this morning. Okay, we're going to take a short 4-minute, 30-second break. We're going to have a news update, and then we'll be back on the second half hour with some more awesome music.
It is September 20th, and this is CBC News. I'm Joe Cummings. A Greenpeace ship with two Canadians on board has been taken over by the Russian Coast Guard in the high Arctic. The ship is in the Arctic Ocean protesting oil and gas drilling operations. Here's the CBC's Anne McMillan.
The Russian Coast Guard has issued a statement saying the Greenpeace ship is being towed towards the nearest port, the city of Murmansk, and that trip will take 3 to 4 days. It says the ship's captain, the Greenpeace ship's captain, refused to move the Arctic Sunrise, the name of the ship, which was circling around a Russian oil rig. According to the activists, armed Russian officers wearing balaclavas slid down ropes from helicopters to board their ship. Some members of the crew claimed they were forced to their knees and had guns pointed at them. Today, Greenpeace staged a protest outside the Russian embassy in Sydney, Australia, and unsuccessfully tried to hand in a letter saying its members and the ship were being illegally detained.
That's the CBC's Anne McMillan in London. Search crews in New Zealand believe they have recovered the body of one of the two missing Canadians off the country's South Island. Police have found a body on a stretch of beach, and they believe it is that of 24-year-old Johanna Lamb of Ottawa. She and her boyfriend, Connor Hayes, were last seen September 10th, and their wrecked rental van was discovered earlier this week. It's believed they either drove over a cliff or perhaps were swept away by a landslide. Via Rail passenger service has resumed again between Ottawa and Toronto following Wednesday's horrific bus-train collision in the west end of the city. 6 people were killed and more than 30 were injured. Police and federal officials continue to investigate, looking to determine exactly why the bus driver drove through a safety barrier and into the passing train. Police in Chicago have yet to make any arrests following an overnight shooting in the city that left 13 people wounded. Among the victims is a 3-year-old boy who remains in hospital in critical condition. Police say it's possible more than one gunman fired into a city park from a moving vehicle. Police say they believe the incident is gang-related. Syria's deputy prime minister says the country's civil war has now reached a stalemate and the government is preparing to call a ceasefire. And Quadri Jamal has told a British newspaper that the Assad regime would be prepared under the right conditions to honor a ceasefire monitored by the international community. Katie Watson reports.
Speaking to The Guardian, the Syrian deputy prime minister said neither the armed opposition nor the regime is capable of defeating the other side. He went on to say, let nobody have any fear that the regime in its present form will continue. But in order to realise our progressive reforms, we need the West and all those who are involved in Syria to get off our shoulders. Syria has to deliver a list of its chemical weapons by this weekend, and the crisis will be top of the agenda at the UN General Assembly meeting next week.
That's the BBC's Katie Watson. Back in Canada, the provinces are being warned again about the growing cost of dealing with their retired civil servants. The CBC's Vicadopia reports from St. John's.
Of the pension-poor provinces, Quebec and Newfoundland and Labrador already have among the largest debts per capita in the country. In Newfoundland, unfunded pensions account for 60% of the province's debt. Premier Kathy Dunderdale acknowledges if the situation persists, it could hurt the province's credit rating. Dunderdale says pension reform is coming, but nothing radical just yet.
We expect this to be a long and challenging process, but it's one where we're going to consult.
Moody's says relative to some U.S. state employee pensions, the provinces are still in good shape. But for those like Newfoundland that rely on volatile commodities for revenues, that could change quickly. Vicadopia, CBC News, St. John's.
And that is the CBC News to this hour. We broadcast live and podcast at cbcnews.ca. And you can hear us as well on Sirius XM Radio at channel 169. I'm Joe Cummings.
Pension reform, eh? See, that's what happens when governments spend the money it is put into the pension account. Yeah. Gotta love those bastards. Don't waste my time. Status Quo right here on South Kootenai Radio. on my hands right here on South Kootenai Radio.
took to fighting. They went and pulled down from the floor. Leroy looked like a jigsaw puzzle with a couple of pieces gone.
I like it. South Kootenai Radio. We'll be right back. Check, check. We got the power on the board yet? Okay, yeah. I went to talk, and all of a sudden, no power on the board. I've only had the two coffee here so far this morning, so I better get with it. There's not much of a show left. Yeah. All right, that was The Who with Who Are You, finishing things off, that particular tune coming out, or going gold in 1978. Before that, we had David Bowie with Fame, a song co-written by John Lennon, and John also singing background vocals on that one. And we had some Jim Croce, Bad Bad Leroy Brown. Jim Croce killed on this day in a plane crash in 1973. And some Blind Faith that we played. Their self-titled album going number one on both sides of the Atlantic. And we started off with some Styx. We had a couple of twin brothers in that band, John and Chuck Panozzo, born on this day in 1949. Stay tuned. Monday morning we'll have another installment of This Day in Rock History or Music History for you. Okay, let's have a quick look at the weather across the country here right now. Currently in the Creston Valley, we are sitting at 8 degrees, winds are calm, and it's supposed to go up to 24 in the sunshine today, although it's extremely sunny now. The sun is over the Skimmerhorn Mountains and filling up the entire Creston Valley. Gotta love it. It'll be burning off that fog down by the river here shortly, I'm sure. Now, out in Vancouver, they're sitting at 13 degrees and cloudy. Calgary, 7 degrees with some, well, mainly sunny. It's raining in Winnipeg, 9 degrees. Toronto, cloudy and 20. And let's see here. We got Halifax is cloudy and 18. And St. John's, Newfoundland is mainly sunny, 9 degrees. All right, don't forget to cheer on the old Thundercats this weekend, eh? Although tonight they'll be riding the bus up to Golden. That's a long drive, that one. I think it's about a five-hour drive or something like that. And funny thing is, John, one of the young fellows that we billet here, his brother plays for Golden, so we should have some good stories. But tomorrow, the team will be at the Johnny Busick Arena. I think they're taking on Fernie. I haven't even got my little pocket schedule yet. Anyways, let's get on with some more music here, shall we? I'm thinking it's been a good day so far, music-wise. But, you know what? We talked about Jim Morrison a little bit in music history. Maybe I'll play some of his stuff. I've got a song here called Love Me Two Times. Maybe we'll play that one right here on South Kootenai Radio.
not speak. Find me one time, baby. Yeah, my knees got weak. Love me two times, girl. Last week, all through the week. Love me two times.
Right, that didn't sound too bad, did it? That's actually a vinyl album that I converted to MP3, and the balances and everything looked good on it. Sounded all right. Anyways, it is 8:44. It's time for our artist highlight today. Of course, we're going to be featuring the music today of The Cult, because last night on the Hi-Fi channel, they had The Cult in concert, and pretty high energy, a lot of fun by the looks of it, and I won't get into the details too much, but just wanted to mention, though, before we begin, that the album highlight, or artist highlight, whatever, is brought to you by Bedazzled, located at 1217 Canyon Street in downtown Creston. And the best darn looking store on the main drag. Yeah. Okay, let's get going here about The Cult. What can we say about them? Well, they're a British band formed in 1983. They gained a dedicated following in Britain in the mid-80s as a post-punk band with singles such as She Sells Sanctuary before breaking into the old mainstream. And I guess I don't want to really talk too much, because that way I can squeeze a couple of more tunes in. So let's get rolling with first tune here, Fire Woman, right here on South Kootenai Radio.
We'll be right back. Hey, man, you're listening to South Kootenai Radio. Yeah.
All right, there's The Cult, our artist highlight today right here on South Kootenai Radio, brought to you by Bedazzled, located at 1217 Canyon Street in downtown Creston. And that is pretty much this edition of Tim in the Morning. Thanks so much, everyone, for tuning in. I'll be back again Monday morning for another live show, but don't forget, we do broadcast 24/7, and we've got regular programming coming up shortly. After I'm done talking here, we will have a 4-minute, 30-second news update for you. Also, don't forget about the website, theskr.com, and that's where you can download podcasts and check out our program schedule. And by looking at that, you'll see that on the Hot Chicken and LP show today at 12:05, we'll be playing the full album by Sean Mullins, who's live at the Variety Playhouse. And darn good album on that one, out of Sean, yeah. Anyway, that's it. Have a great weekend, everybody. Don't forget about the another new edition of Mountain Jam Saturday at 1 p.m. Pacific. All right, news update time, and then back to some more regular broadcasting of some awesome music in 4 minutes and 30 seconds.
It is September 20th.